Durant's problem was money. He brought much of it on himself by his extravagance. Much of it couldn't be helped. There was no timber, and only thin groves of cottonwood, so the immense amounts needed for ties, trestles, buildings, and other purposes had to be shipped up the Missouri River. The burnetizer, a machine that treated the cottonwood through a vacuum device that drew out the water in the trees, putting a zinc solution in its place, was also at hand. Cottonwood made ties that were too soft and perishable even when burnetized, but the cost of importing hardwood was prohibitive. What Durant needed was to secure government loans on the track already laid, but the UP got nothing until it had completed acceptable track. Working at a furious pace, the crews managed, in 1865, to finish 40 miles of road with all the required sidings, station houses, and water stations before the weather laid them off.